Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Thank you guys for joining us yet again. Hello, and thank you to our new listeners and those of you, of course, who have been with us since the beginning. Thank you.
Yes, and I was looking last night, and apparently we have some listeners in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and France.
And Germany.
Yes.
So.
And Canada. Sorry, Canada, yes, technically
Canada too.
Is. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I just always think of it as like part of us, and I know it's not part of the United States, but it's just, you know.
No, it's the friendly United mm-hmm. States.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's really cool.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. We use a site called Podbean, and it tracks stuff, and that's what it's told us.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to take its word.
We're going to go with it. That's really cool.
If you are a listener in one of those countries, like, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Like, reach out. Like, I was completely surprised when I saw that we had other countries. I don't know if it's like maybe people military stationed
oh,
in
yeah.
other places
oh, that
or
could
something.
Be. Or traveling. Like, I wonder if it just picks up.
Although my mom did tell me, because my grandma was from Spain.
Yeah.
And so they lived in Spain for a while and stuff, and they'd go and visit. And she said that in Europe, she's like, they tend to be like very up on some cases that go on in the United States. Because, so Stark Weather.
Yeah.
For those of you who aren't familiar, was an infamous serial killer here in Nebraska, 50s?
Yeah, way back.
Yeah, but so my mom said, like, she went there one time. I guess I didn't realize they made a movie about him.
I did not either.
So they made a movie about him. Her cousin saw it in Spain, and so then they were, like, asking her all about it. She's like, that was before my time even.
Yeah, yeah, like, let's not date her there.
So, you know, I guess maybe, because I was telling her, I was like, we apparently have people in other countries. I mean, not a ton, but I was like, I didn't think people would care from other countries would care about the middle of the United States.
No, we're kind of boring. I mean, we're not, we don't think we are. We think we're fun, but nowhere else seems to care.
Well, my son had soccer practice the other night, and one of the coaches, I'm 90% sure, was a British accent.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, how do you go from, like, the UK to Nebraska?
Right. Like, not only just it's a change to the United States, but yeah, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Omaha, it's bigger, so it's more to do. But, and I mean, you grew up, both of us, in small towns in Nebraska, and so we know the difference between the small town and even Omaha, but Omaha's like nothing compared
to. Omaha's a little big town.
Yeah. Yes. It really is.
Yeah.
I don't think of it as like a city or a big place.
No.
It takes me like 10 minutes to go anywhere.
It's random to me too. Like, the most random people be like, do you know so-and-so? I'm like, how do
I
you know them?
I know. It is really weird. And like running into people at places that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll run into people here that I know from back in my hometown, Western Nebraska, here in Omaha. And I'm like, huh? Like, I never saw you there, but I see you here,
right.
You know? It's weird.
Right. So, yeah. So, thank you. Mm-hmm. If we have listeners in those other countries.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Listening.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, like, email us or something. We'd love to know how
yeah.
you found
yeah.
us, even. But also then, too, I mean, just thank you, KETV and Maureen Fletcher, for giving us the opportunity to talk about our podcast, airing that. That was really cool to see. I loved how they interviewed the expert about, like, why we're into this. That made me feel a
yeah.
little better.
Right. Yeah. And I think it is, everyone's always, well, not everyone, but the people that are interested in it. It's like, I mean, we've always liked it, but just because there wasn't, you know, podcasts and stuff like that.
No.
So we couldn't, like, really invest into it, I guess.
No, it was Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
America's Most Wanted. And all the Lifetime.
Lifetime.
Lifetime movies.
I remember as a child, this sounds bad, but I was watching the Ted Bundy movie. The Ted Bundy Lifetime one? Have you seen that one?
I don't think I've seen that
a few times, but I remember watching it. My parents were gone for whatever reason, and I was so scared. I remember watching it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. And then I found out it was true. And then I was, maybe that's what spawned my interest.
I remember, and I can never not see, what's his name who played Uncle Jesse from Full House?
John Stamos?
John Stamos, thank you.
Oh, I love John Stamos.
I saw a Lifetime movie where he, and it was based on a true story of this guy who he was married or had a girlfriend or whatever, but then, like, he murdered this teenage girl. like left her in a dumpster and all this. Do you know how hard it was to look at Uncle Jesse the same way? Oh my gosh,
I don't know that I saw that one.
Maybe, I don't remember what it was called. I'll have to go into his IMDb and see what it is. But I remember seeing that one Full House. I was still watching. Like, I was clearly younger still.
Right, and so it was disturbing.
And then you're just like, Uncle Jesse, what are you doing? Gosh. No.
Yeah, Uncle Jesse, you're supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
You're in charge of these kids sometimes.
Yeah, right? And now here you are murdering a teenage girl. How dare you?
I love these Lifetime movies. There's even one about that kidnapping in Kearney. I know we're kind of, I mean,
we're getting a little out. But
yeah, but since we're on that topic, there are so many cases. And you know the one where the girl was at the mall in Kearney and she got, like, kidnapped? James Vanderbeek plays the guy. And she doesn't die, which it's actually a really crazy story.
Yeah.
And it wasn't from, like, I mean, it's within the past, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
But he's on that one, too, and it's like, no, Dawson, you're so gentle. You're a gentle giant.
Yeah. Okay, so we've gotten way off track there, but, yeah, so, long story short, thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all the support.
Check out our, the news interview if you haven't. It's on our page.
Yeah. It's on our Facebook page. I've shared it on our Twitter as well. Instagram, you can't really share.
No, because I tried to share it from their Instagram page, KETVs, but it wasn't on there because it's just different.
Instagram's a little different. So at least Facebook and Twitter were there.
Yeah. So check that out if you need.
So then now I'm telling the story this week. Mm-hmm. And so this week we're going to be a little different. Shannon's going to be so excited about this one.
Oh no, it's UFOs.
It is.
Okay, Lily, if you're listening, I know you're going to be excited.
Listen, first of all, we are Murders, Mysteries, and the Unexplained.
That is right. And just to emphasize that so people UFOs, aren't like, you're straying.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Okay, I'm willing to listen.
And so these are UFOs. They're not alien encounters or abductions. The first one, I'm not going to lie, is kind of pushing the thing. We'll get there. Hold on.
Okay.
So it's UFOs. So I actually have several smaller stories because I couldn't, like, I found these stories that were interesting, but none of them was, like, enough to do, like, a full episode on just the one. So Illinois is actually the number 9 state with UFO sightings. Hmm. And I got this from an article that was updated as of December 21st, or 2021, sorry.
So that's recent.
And it said there was a total of 2,758 sightings in Illinois. And of course, these are just the reported ones. I'm sure there are tons that go unreported. Yeah. So, and just real quick, since we said this was number 9, I thought I'd give the top 3 most and the top 3 least. So, states with the most is California with over 10,000 sightings.
Okay.
Seems.
That's fair.
Yeah. Florida with 5,826 sightings. I feel like it would be more there.
I know. I was actually just thinking that.
I don't know why, but, like, I feel like Florida would be more.
Yeah.
And then Washington state with 4,351.
I was going to guess, like, New Mexico in there just because of, you know.
Roswell.
Yeah.
Area 51.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
States with the fewest is Washington, D.C., and they only have 87 sightings. North Dakota only has 192.
Look at that.
And Wyoming only has 266. So those are the top ones.
Not surprising.
But, so just for a brief overview of what UFOs are, the term UFO, which is short for Unidentified Flying Object, was coined in 1953 by the United States Air Force as a bucket term for unexplained sightings like these. Stateside sightings were hardly restricted to military flyover zones, however. The first recorded UFO sighting dates to 1639.
Oh my.
So, obviously this is long before satellites and planes and stuff. Some guy named John Winthrop wrote in his diary about a large, strange light in the sky that shot back and forth. By the time he and the other men on his boat got their wits about them, their vessel was a mile from where it had been when they first spotted the light. And, you know, that is just crazy to me. Like, these aren't, like, it's not like it's a new thing.
Right.
This is, sightings have been around for a long time. And so the first case that I came across, this is the one that's a little weird, because the first thing I found made it sound more like a UFO alien type thing.
Okay.
And then it kind of goes more paranormal, but I still threw it in because I was like, whatever.
Like, the paranormal, I'm more, like, believe
it's
that.
It's our podcast.
Than, yeah.
And then UFOs.
We'll do what we want.
So,
we do what we want.
So this one is the Grass Lake Encounter of 1973.
Okay.
And this is a small farming community, and it's now part of the Chano Lakes, which is near the Illinois-Wisconsin border. And I don't know. Every time I see that, I just think Land O'Lakes
butter. I know. That's what I was just thinking when you said that.
Yep. Like, no. So, like, again, there wasn't a ton of information that I could really find about it. It was all those, like, websites that are, like, in your state. Like, weird things in your state, you know? And, nothing really gave an exact start date. It just said 1973, and it had no end date, but it talked about how it goes into 1975.
Okay.
I did come across a small, like, blog-like thing. I wouldn't even call it an article. It was like a blog, like the way it was written, by a guy named Dennis William Hawk, who is apparently a phenomenal investigator. Maybe he is. Paranormal investigator. And I Googled him, and it shows that he's written several books. Huh. All of them are more like the New Age. Like, one was titled The Idiot's Guide to Alchemy.
Okay.
And he has, like, several books about alchemy, but he did have one that was Haunted Places, too. So, anyways, I'm getting off topic.
No, you're
so
good.
So, he went and spoke, to a woman who had lived in this area, was part of it. She had actually kept some journals on it and stuff. So, from what he wrote that was supposedly from this journal, it looks like it started July 1st of 1973, but I'm not gonna say that's a for sure thing.
Okay.
So anyways, there were three families who lived on the lake, and they all reported seeing strange orange lights in the sky. And then this became almost a nightly occurrence, and the police got so many calls about it that, like, they'd go out there for a while, but then there was nothing they could do. And I don't know, like, one thing said the police saw it too, but they couldn't do anything, and the one said the police never saw anything. So I don't know for sure, but they eventually just stopped responding to calls. They were like, there's nothing we can do about it. We're not coming. It's out of our jurisdiction. So, sometimes they were, like, above the lake, sometimes they were up in the sky, and I guess sometimes they'd even be, like, right in front of people, and then they'd just, like, slowly move away until they, like, faded away completely.
Hmm.
And like I said, it's unclear if this was, like, every single night, just a few nights, but apparently it was going on all the way to 1975, and at this point, a local New Age group decided they were going to try and communicate with these lights. And after this strange things started to occur. Clocks would turn forward, radios would turn themselves on, and furniture would fall over. Which, when I kind of read that, I was like, okay, so are we getting into an abduction thing? Like,
right.
Is it, like, missing moments? So, like, it looked like the clock turned forward, but, like, really, like, time stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. But they also reported, and this one that was kind of weird to me, that their houses would shake up and down, like, almost like they were bouncing. Yeah.
This was also 70, so they could have been on some good drugs, right?
I mean,
I'm not...
A farming community, yeah. But I mean, well, maybe. I don't know.
An LSD.
So, they'd also then hear banging and scratching on the walls outside of their houses, and then they'd find, like, claw marks.
Hmm. This kind of reminds me of your other story you did.
I know. Like I said, this one kind
of gives,
like,
the paranormal side of it. Yeah.
So some then started seeing shadowy reptilian figures.
Ew.
So then I'm like, okay, are they saying, like, are these aliens?
Right. How big are they? What are they saying? I mean,
like, some of them, like, one of her journal things talked about how at the foot of her bed, she thought it was her husband. She saw a shadow of a man. She thought it was her husband. And she was like, what are you doing? Are you coming to bed? And he, like, walked to the side, and she still wasn't answering her. So she turned on the light, and then he was gone. But then, yeah, so these reptilian figures, I don't really know how big. Man size, okay. Maybe?
So it's not like it was, like, a lizard, literally, on the...
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would hope.
I would hope not, but you just don't know when they're not specific. Okay. Yeah.
But that's all it really kind of says.
Yeah.
And, like, so they have, like, almost, like, poltergeist-like activity. And then, I don't know, people just either stopped reporting it, it just stopped. One other little article that I read that was, like, took from this Hawk guy's stuff, talked about how, like, they tried to go back, but then, like, the priests were there, and they said it was, like, demons.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, it sounded like...
weird.
Yeah, that's where it all started to kind of get weird. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? It just stopped, or they just stopped talking about it.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So that one was kind of UFO, kind of paranormal.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I really wanted to be able to do a whole episode on just this place. I could not find
enough
enough. It was just these tiny little things.
Well, and I feel like, too, that's why it's harder to believe, like, the UFO things, because it's not like there's always a consistent thing happening to research. So, I mean,
yes.
As far as that goes, that makes sense that it would just stop. Or
right. Or they just...
They all got
killed
from it, and we just never heard that they actually got abducted.
So, but speaking of consistent stuff, the next one is the Tinley Park incident that happened in 2004. Now, this is, like, a suburb about 30 minutes from Chicago.
Okay.
I found a few articles, and I even watched an episode on the History Channel of a show called UFO Hunters.
Uh-huh.
If you really want to watch it, it's on YouTube, season 2, episode 1. I think it was called Invasion Illinois. I'm not going to lie, it was a bit cheesy. Like, but you get to see some videos that people took
and
stuff. Which
is cool. I like that. Makes it easier to believe when you can see actual footage.
Well, and then they had, like, a NASA, someone guy who used to work for NASA, and they're going in, and, like, they took, like, measurements and stuff of, like, all these things so they could determine how big this craft was, which I'll get into. So the first report was from August 21st of 2004. And now there were multiple reports to the Tinley police station of three red lights in a triangular formation. And this started around 7 p.m. Because being such a nice night, there were tons of people outside. It sounds like this is kind of like one of those like smaller community suburb type places. But soon calls come in from other suburbs around the area of Chicago and stuff too that aren't like too far off. One is called Lake of the Hills, Oak Park, and there were several more that were going, and I was trying to write down, and I was like, you know, there's
many.
A lot. There
just
was
a
like
lot.
Several.
Perfect.
So in the show, what they do is they collect video footage from multiple witnesses in these different areas, and then they even realize that some of these videos from these different suburbs are at the exact same time and of the exact same thing, just at different angles of it. Mm-hmm. So that kind of also shows you like how big.
Right.
Which we'll get into that too. One person actually had an 18 minutes of this, and there's, you know, everyone agrees it was silent. It moved more slowly than a helicopter. And
so it was moving.
Yes. Okay. But like slowly. And like they, a lot of people said it paused for a while. In one of the videos, I don't remember if it's from this first one or there are later, they actually show a helicopter flying by this thing, and you can see how much bigger than the helicopter it is. It was interesting. So it turns out that 2 days prior, these exact same lights had been seen in British Columbia, Canada.
Oh.
And then before, then like at the day before or so in Minneapolis. So then we see it here, and then it's seen in Texas the next day. And then the day after Texas, it's two of them are seen in, I wanted to say, I didn't write it down. It was in Australia. I think it said Brisbane, Australia. Brisbane, Australia.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, but it was seen in Australia.
So it's just two of them moving down.
Yes.
Okay.
So then they come back on October 31st of 2004. These same triangular lights to Tinley Park.
And how much time passed, you said?
It was October, or August 21st, and then October 31st.
Oh, so only,
a few months.
Okay.
And then they appear again on September 30th of 2005, and then October 31st of 2005. So apparently they really like to come to Tinley Park for their trick-or-treating or something.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if a lot of the families hand out, like, full-size candy bars.
Yeah, that's what they're all about.
You know.
The rich neighborhood, you know.
Yeah. So, with it, like I said, so when these people would go and talk to, they went and talked to witnesses.
Okay.
And they would get their, you know, point of view, and the people who took the cameras and stuff, they were like, okay, where did you record this at? Like, what? And so then they took, I don't remember all the equipment names, but they would, like, measure out, like, they had a couple different things to measure, like, the angle up to the sky and stuff, and like the direction it was going.
Of course,
a bunch of sciencey things from all these different places. So then they gave it to this NASA dude.
Okay.
And him, and then they had a guy from a local university or university, I don't remember where it was because I'm horrible and I didn't write it down. But they, after like stabilizing the video and stuff like that, they are looking at it, and they're trying to decide if these are lights that are, like, connected or if there's like three separate things. So what the guy, the university guy did is he, what did he do? He like did something that like stabilized the very first point of light.
Yeah.
And you can tell the other two are like following it. Like,
so they are separate.
They are, no, they're attached. Like the way they're following its movement
is
like the lights on an airplane wing.
Oh yeah. So it's like consistent with the same.
Yes.
Okay. I see.
Uh-huh. And so based on all of these different things they have, they gather that there's 1500 feet between each point of light.
Whoa.
Which they said, and I don't remember the type of airplane they said it was, but it's like taking six of these big, one of the bigger airplanes we have, six of them wingtip to wingtip.
Wow.
For just one suction. So that's how big this thing is.
Wow.
And to me, that's just, and of course then they tried to call like, well, and then they ruled out, I mean, there isn't, the two closest military bases are over 100 miles away.
Huh. Either. So it's not like it was anything
that. No. But being close to Chicago, there is the O'Hare Airport.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the second airport in Chicago.
O'Hare's not the only one I know.
There's another one that's close. So they look at all like the flight records and those things, and even like, because this is a busy area for planes.
Yeah.
Commercial, private, all those things. But that's the other thing, is these people that are used to seeing planes.
Yeah.
So they know the difference between planes and helicopters and this.
True.
With that helicopter, you know, that they saw in the one video, they did try to reach out and see if they found anyone. Someone did come forward, say they saw something strange that night, but they weren't willing to talk because they were worried about their job.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fair.
I wonder, like, did they pick it up on any satellite thing?
And that they didn't really say.
I mean, I'm guessing if they had, they would have, I mean,
but I also think, and we'll kind of come into this a little bit later with like the whole military and what they think and stuff of these things. But like, also we have to understand, like, our government does not tell us even half of what they know. And if they did, I'm sure there'd be like mass panic and stuff like that. So, if they saw something that night, if they caught something, it could just be that they're keeping it hush-hush. Because when they called one of the Air Force bases there, they were like, there's no one here who, with the turnover rate, there's no records, there's no one here who can talk to you about it, we don't have any records of this in Noyada. Which I'm like, okay, the military keeps records of everything.
Right, that's sketchy.
That seems suspicious.
That seems very suspicious. And on that note, too, the most, I know, I don't think you watch American Horror Story. I know I've talked about it in the past.
In the first season, and that was it.
Okay, so the most recent season, they split it up into two different stories, first half, second half of the season. So the second half of the season is about UFOs, aliens, all the things. But it's interesting because it's all about the government and the president at the time and them hiding all these things. And I mean, it's, to me, it was more comical because, and some of it was a little bit much, you would probably agree, but it's kind of interesting that you just mentioned that, because that's exactly kind of what's portrayed there, is how the government doesn't tell us the things and how they try to like hide things. Like on the show, you know, spoiler alert, but trying to keep the quote aliens happy and doing things for them in order for them not to do things to us.
So like a Men in Black situation?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, some of it was actually kind of creepy, but it's kind of along those lines. So if you like that stuff, check out that season too, because I think you'll like that.
To.
I think you would even just, that second half. It's like 5 episodes maybe or something, or 6, but
I liked the first season, but then the second one was like the insane asylum one, and it looked like it'd be gory, and I'm not.
They're all pretty gory.
Yeah.
Even this one, I mean.
The first one had some gore, but it wasn't terrible. It was more creep. I liked the creep.
That was their best season by far.
Yeah.
Remember season
Coven
one.
Coven seemed like it would be interesting.
Oh, that was my second favorite season.
I've heard,
you would love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wasn't last year something like serial killer one?
Oh yeah, there was like
a couple seasons.
There was
ago.
A 1984.
Yeah,
yeah, and they had like Richard Ramirez and stuff like that on there. It was actually, it was okay.
Yeah,
I watch all of them because I'm like, I feel like I owe it to them. I've been a fan since the beginning.
Yeah,
but yeah, the alien one, I was like,
I don't know.
You should watch.
I'll
I think you actually
out.
Like
I'll
that one.
I'll have to check that one out. Okay, so one of the eyewitnesses is even like, no, this isn't a UFO. It has to be, like, there has to be an explanation for it. Like, he doesn't think this. And a lot of people are like, it's clearly a practical joke. It was probably flares on a weather balloon. Stuff like that.
Okay.
So, on this show, they set up, like, not as big. but just to see if it looks the same, they set up, because with the videos, they determined, like, if it is weather balloons, they had to have attached them in a way that they'd stay in formation.
Right.
And now,
that perfectly.
Yeah. Now, some people at some point said it looked like a triangle, but some said it looked like they were in a straight line, but they explained this was because it's on your perspective.
Yeah.
Depending on what angle you're at, especially for something that big, it's going to look like they're more in a straight line than a triangle.
Very true.
So they were like, okay, so then they would have had to have done this. So they make this like PVC piped type thing with weather balloons. They have it a triangle. They put up the weather balloons, they put flares on it, and they ask several of the eyewitnesses to come and to bring the same cameras they use to record.
Yep.
So they can, one, see how it looked, if it looks similar to what they saw that night with their naked eye, and if it looks the same on the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them, even the skeptic, was like, what I saw that night was not flares. Like, they looked different. The recordings of them looked different. So, I mean, that's kind of where they left it, you know? It's one of those things that can't be explained.
Are you going to post pictures of that? Are there pictures of that?
Yes, I think so. Like, there, I'll have still images and stuff of all these things.
I'm super curious now.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was really neat, and to like just see the triangles and like see some of them, like, it definitely looks like a triangle. I don't know, watching those videos is neat, but then sometimes like one person like zoomed way in and I'm like, it just looked like a red blur.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
No, but it was still very interesting to see. And so obviously this had to have been, I don't know, but because my thing is like, how, I don't think they ever said like how low to the ground. Maybe they didn't. Yeah. I missed it because there's a lot of numbers thrown around at a certain point, but like, how low to the ground it was, because planes flying by, it either had to be higher than them, then these lights are bright, or it had to be fairly low underneath a typical flight zone.
Yeah, for them to not see that on their...
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's that big...
Yeah.
Then I guess it depends on where you're at and seeing it.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of Independence Day.
Yeah.
That's what I was...
That's so true. Okay.
I loved that movie.
I do like that one.
Who did... I mean, it's so many good people.
Yeah. That's okay. A good movie.
So, now, the final one I'm going to talk about is... It happened on November 6th, 2006 at the O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
Oh, my.
I know. I talked to... our friend from Chicago, and I was like, hey, do you remember this? He's like, I would have just graduated.
Oh yeah.
And his dad was out of town, and so he's like, I can talk to him when he's back and see. I was like, well, this is for this episode, I'm gonna wait. But he's like he probably has all the Illinois. I was like, well, I need all the Illinois stories. It's like, we're not gonna cover Illinois again.
We'll come back. There's a lot there, I'm
but
sure.
But he was like, I mean, he probably knows some stuff. He's like, I don't really remember. I was like, how do you not remember that?
That
feels
huge.
Like, it would be a big deal.
And social media was alive then.
Yeah.
I mean, probably MySpace. Not as much.
Was MySpace.
It was Facebook even though, because by 2005.
That was college.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And if he was
and
high school.
And he and I would have.
Oh yeah, you guys, are you the same age?
Yeah, he's a couple months older than me.
Oh my gosh. I did not put that together. I knew his birthday was shortly after mine, but okay.
Yeah, because this is in February.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're the same age. I'm just April. So we both graduated in 06.
Maybe he's just so much more mature than you. So
Pshaw.
I don't know.
Pshaw.
Just had to make that dig.
He's going to enjoy that, I'm sure.
You're welcome.
So he did not remember it. I'm like, I feel like I'd remember that if it was in my town, but fine.
That's
then.
Pretty like alarming. Yeah.
So this happened over Concord C, which is where like the United terminal was.
Okay.
So pilots, airline management, and mechanics all reported seeing a flying saucer-like object. It was first spotted by a ramp worker at 4:30 p.m. I see your skeptical face.
I just, when I think of saucer, I think of the straight up like cartoony stereotype UFOs.
I mean, maybe.
Like,
it could be.
I'm definitely listening. I'm open to it. I'm open to
Listen,
it.
Listen, a lot of the articles I read like talked about like a tic-tac like object is the most common type. Like it looks like a giant metallic tic-tac. You know, like the breath mints.
Yeah, I do love a Tic Tac.
I mean, the orange ones are my favorite.
I know. I was going to say.
But yeah.
Do other flavors exist?
But apparently that's the most common type of UFO people see.
Huh.
Which I was like, that seems interesting.
That is interesting.
But okay.
I guess. But so this one was a flying. Yeah. Somewhere. Okay.
So this one was a flying saucer-like saucer-like object. Like, okay? Okay. I didn't find any pictures of this, but I mean, even pilots have to be.
I know.
So a variety of witnesses described it as dark gray. And this is where it gets kind of weird, because some said it was 6 feet in diameter, and it was, some were like 24 feet in diameter. I was like, that's kind of a big difference.
Yeah.
I guess, again, maybe the angle you're looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Also, like, if you talk to me, I'm a horrible judge with distance.
Yeah.
And no. height and all the things. I'd be like, I don't know.
It was big and
it
close.
It was big.
I don't know.
I don't remember. We got to talking the other night about something, and Trevor was like 40 feet away or something, and he said something about the edge of the driveway. And I was like, that's not that far. And he was like, how far away do you think it is? And I was like,
I mean, a few feet.
I don't know. I'm like, listen, I don't know.
You have a long driveway, though, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I guess I just don't think about... I have a hard time.
I'm the same, like, I know.
Math, numbers, not my thing.
Not me.
Mm-hmm. Words, I like words.
Yeah. Like, my dad will say, oh, yeah, it's 3/4 down there. And I'm like, what? I mean, construction brain, like, that's kind of fractions. I'm like, I don't do fractions.
No, and that's where my husband's great at them.
No.
And he can, fraction math in his head and stuff. And I'm like, ew. Okay, that's...
Yeah.
That's what calculators are for now. Thank you. Google even.
Yes, Google.
Listen, I like to bake, and sometimes I'm like, what's 3/4 cup plus 3/4 cup? I know it's 1.5, but then I second guess myself.
It's too much to do. Just that's why we have technology now.
Yeah.
We don't need that
perfect.
Stuff in our brains. It's fine.
So anyway, so it's 6 to 24 feet in diameter.
That's quite a difference. But that gives you an idea, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like 6 feet's not very big.
Maybe that's little. Not,
yeah.
Unless there's only one alien in there.
Like the alien from the Flintstones show. Do you remember that? Kazoo?
No,
I don't know.
Did you I'm going to have to go look.
Did you not watch the Flintstones?
I don't think so.
How did you not?
I don't know. I mean, watched Saved by the Bell.
I mean, yeah, but the Saturday morning cartoon, Flintstones? I mean, I guess it was technically an older cartoon. All right, fine.
I don't know.
See, now who's more mature? Okay. Yeah. We're really all over the place in this episode. Sorry, you guys. But so some said it appeared to be spinning, and some said it looked like it was standing still.
Okay.
But they all agreed that it was silent, and it appeared just below the 1,960-foot cloud deck until it then shot straight up into the clouds and left like a circular hole in the clouds. Now, despite all these witnesses, and I'm sorry, I feel like these are all like... very like your pilots, and it's not just like one or two people. You have your pilots, you have your mechanics, all these workers in this area
to confirm it.
But despite all of this, the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Administration, and the airline refused to investigate it.
That's sketchy,
right? That seems so weird to
me. At least look into it.
So the FAA said it was a weather phenomena, and there was a Dr. Mark Hamagren, who was an astronomer at the Adler Planetarium. Well, he agreed. He said the weather conditions were right for a quote-unquote hole punch cloud. So, according to him, what a hole punch cloud is it's something that occurs when a propeller or jet airplane passes through when you have a uniform cloud cover and the temperature is right near the freezing point. He explained that they make liquid water droplets freeze and a hazy disk of ice crystals descend from a hole, and it looks like a perfect hole punch in the cloud. Which, okay, so then I did Google pictures of it, and I'll post some pictures of what a hole punch cloud looks like. And sure, if they had just seen that.
Right, but they saw
saw, like, what kind of weather phenomena is gonna make you think you're seeing a flying saucer.
Yeah.
That's what doesn't make sense to me. Like, you're just gonna say that was a weather phenomena?
And they probably wouldn't really say anything if it was just the cloud anyway, right?
I would think that at least a pilot would understand what a hole punch cloud is.
I mean, yeah. I had to take a weather class in college. I'm not gonna say if I finished that class or not successfully. Definitely that kind of thing is what you learned in that class. And I was like, oh, this is stupid. I want to just like learn about cool stuff. But I mean, even in college, there's classes like that. So I would assume pilots have to know something about weather and knowing.
Right.
So that, yeah.
That just seems
he wouldn't even say
really
anything,
weird
you would
to me.
Think.
Yeah.
If it was that, just that.
Yeah. And I feel like, I wonder then too, like, was this, because I don't know what, like, Concord C and stuff is or anything like that, but, like, was this often one of those areas where it's kind of away from, like, the actual, like, where, like, flight passengers can see out the right. windows, you know, and yeah. stuff, like, because I'd be curious to know if, like, anyone inside saw yeah. anything, too, or from different areas.
Or did the government, like, pay them off to not say you anything? Know.
I just, well, and then, too, it's like, okay, so then, like, the 6 foot in diameter thing, if it was small enough that only in this one area, I suppose even 24 right. feet, it's not too terribly big?
Yeah, 24 feet, I mean, okay, so that's six feet four times, Cassie, for our math.
Oh, thank you. I was so trying to math.
Isn't Trevor, like, 6 foot-ish?
Yeah.
So stand him on top of his head okay, four so times.
That's, I mean, still big, but I guess not...
Not that big.
Not 1,500 feet
like
between.
The other one.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess maybe, like, it was less seen, but I'm just... I can't...
Yeah, I'm, like, looking at...
Yeah. I mean...
That'd be, like, those back-to-back, the garages, like-ish.
Yeah.
That's not that big.
No, that's really not. It's like a small airplane.
Yeah. Like a private little jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little pond jumper thingy.
People
hopper.
People who, like, are all about this pilot stuff are going to be like, oh.
They're gosh, like, you so are annoying. Horrible.
That's nothing.
So, you know, for those of you who don't believe in UFOs. I'm
don't
not
look
even
at
saying
me like that.
I'm not I even know. Saying aliens. I'm saying
yeah,
UFOs.
Yeah, see, that's okay. That's different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I would like to point out, which I sent you this before, that last year, I want to say it was just last year, it's 2020, 2021.
Okay.
There were defense leaks of photos and videos that appeared to show UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
And the Navy and the Department of Defense eventually confirmed them to be real, and they appeared to be unaltered.
Do you remember here? It would have been shortly before the pandemic, I want to say, when it was all over the news that there were all these sightings here. Because I know one of my friends I used to work with, he lives out kind of country area, like uh-huh. out by, I don't know, Wahoo-ish.
Okay.
And he said... There were a ton he could see that night, like, one night up all over in the sky.
It wasn't those Starlink things, that Elon Musk, because I saw those one night, and that was the most terrifying thing to see.
I don't know. When was that, around that same time?
I don't know when that all started. I saw those for the first time in, was it last summer? It was when I, do you remember when I did that adult prom?
Yeah.
It was that night. We saw them, because at first we just saw a few at a time, and then we saw all these, and I was like, oh,
what
God.
Were they?
Elon Musk has these, like, satellites that he launched into the atmosphere for, like, internet things.
Clearly I don't read the news enough.
I didn't know about it. I found out about it. I think those are, like, Starlink satellites or something okay. like that. So I don't know if that's the same thing.
I don't know.
But
I'll
these were
see.
A ton, and I'm not going to lie, I had a minor panic, like, legitimately had a minor panic attack, because I was like, oh dear God, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
I thought there was, like, an invasion. At first I was like, because Offutt is so close,
right,
I was like, okay, are they doing drills? And right. then there were so many of them, I was like, oh God, has a war started? Are they sending
I
all
mean,
these planes
creepy.
out? Like, it was creepy to see. Are you Googling
see,
it now?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember this was, yeah, like 2019, there were like a bunch of drones, though. They were like unidentified drones.
I remember the drones, yes.
Yes, in Colorado and
yes.
Western over here.
Yeah.
That's what it was, Western Nebraska, between mm-hmm. December 2019 and January 2020.
Yes.
Yes. It says, according to witnesses, the drones flew in grid formations in groups of up to 19 and were visible at night between 6 and 10 p.m.
Yes. So not UFO, but they were unidentified
yes, and
drones.
I remember everyone was just creeped out about it.
Yes.
Because they're like, what is this?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
and
what
why?
It was.
Okay. So when you said UFOs, I was like,
sorry,
I don't remember UFOs.
Sorry. I meant, yeah.
But
you
I
know,
do remember the drone
the people
thing.
Who don't know enough, just, yeah, it's all classified as UFO to me. But drone. Okay.
Drone.
That's
I remember
the word
the
I was
drones.
Looking for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember the drones. I Yes.
Yeah, I know that's kind of off of it, but the people who are on the same page as me are just going to appreciate.
Yeah, so, like I said,
yeah, like,
so
I think that's, yeah.
The Navy, Pentagon, they've confirmed that these are real things. Of course, they prefer the term unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Of course.
But let's be real, UAP isn't as catchy as UFO.
Yeah.
And I
UFO.
Get it. UFO.
It's been around forever, we got
to well,
say that.
And it's kind of like, I don't know, to me, I feel like it's probably one of those things that's almost like... we're not masseuses anymore. We're massage therapists because there's a negative connotation to masseuse.
Yes, don't ever say that. Here's your note. If you say that now.
FYI, do not call your massage therapist a masseuse or masseur. It is massage therapist. We could go into a whole thing on that. But so I wonder if that's one of those things. I wonder if they're like, this sounds more
official
than UFO. Because now you have.
You associate that with like goofy things.
Yes. And. So I think that's so interesting, which to me, again, like, I'm not saying all of these things are aliens. I do believe other countries and even our own military have things that we don't know about.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But also, I'm saying I believe there are aliens.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like one of those things, like, you know, like when we explore new places and you're like figuring out the like animals that live there and stuff and vegetation.
I mean, and I'm not saying there's not. I personally just think like, no, you know, but also if someone finds one and I see it, okay, I'll believe it. But I'm one of those that like, we have yet to really have any kind of confirmation, you know?
Yeah.
Other, I mean, unless, you know, the government doesn't tell us things.
So, right. So, the other thing is, too, is funny, is I'm behind on a podcast I listen to that I really like called National Parks After Dark. Not an advertisement. I just like them. They're
cool
ladies.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. But, so I'm way behind on listening to a lot of my podcasts. And I was listening yesterday as I was doing some cleaning before I could work more. And it was about an alien abduction story.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's not in our heartland area. But it is a famous one. I can't think of the guy's name right now. That happened that this guy was gone for 5 days. And they thought his, like, friends murdered him and hit his body. He was a... it happened in Arizona.
Okay.
I'm gonna have
I feel like that whole, area is a little hot pocket.
So I'm gonna have to find that and send that to you. That one's an intriguing case.
Yeah, that one I'd read that. And like I said before, the movie, what was the movie?
The Fourth Kind. The Fourth Kind.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. That creeped me out.
I was like, whatever, I'll watch it. I can't even remember who I watched it with. But I remember watching that and I was like, okay, this is creepy AF.
I know. Like, I wish... Again, because I want to say that it took place in Alaska.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Otherwise, I would totally do a full story on that one.
That one's disturbing.
Yeah, it may be one day if we ever get to a point where we have, like, a Patreon and we do bonus content and stuff.
Yeah.
Even though it'll be outside of it, if people want UFO stories or whatever, that might be one I would cover because
especially
that one's...
believe or buy into it.
It's just a really interesting case. And you have a whole town.
It's scary.
Yeah. It was such a good movie. Mila Jovovich?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you who was in it. I just remember thinking like, okay. It kind of opened my eyes a little bit more, but I was like, because in my mind, once again, when I think of UFOs and aliens, you know, you think of like the cartoon saucer. Yeah. You think of what's the goofy movie? The alien movie. I can't think of what it's called.
There's
a lot, but isn't there, what's the main
the one with Seth Rogen voices the alien?
No, it's an older one.
E.T.
No. Oh, I love E.T. though. Oh gosh, if there was aliens like E.T. that's okay.
I'm sorry, E.T. was creepy looking.
Maybe
looked like a dry turd.
I mean, okay, but I associate that with, like, my childhood, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, we watched it as kids, and it was, like, sweet. And so, like, to me, I'm like, oh, E.T. But I was trying to make my daughter watch it, and she was kind of, like, I think she was kind of weirded out a little bit. I was like, no, this is, like, E.T., you know? Like, thinking, oh, it's my childhood sweet movie. But I was like, maybe he is kind of creepy. But he was, I mean...
Phone home.
Reese's Pieces. Like, I just associate all the things with that. But I think of like things like that when I think of aliens, like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but then when you watch The Fourth Kind or whatever, I was like, that is way deeper and heavier than I put in my mind.
Yeah.
So like when you hear those kind of things, it's like, and I totally think government could cover up things like that. I know they're listening because aren't they always listening? But I just think, that they don't tell us everything anyway. And so, because it would freak everybody out.
Right. I think logically there's no way the government could be completely open about every single thing that comes about. So,
yeah, I don't know. But that is interesting. So.
Yeah. So this week was a little shorter. It was a little different. But I just heard the last few have been kind of heavy. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let's do something a little more fun, kind of out there. I would love to hear people's thoughts and opinions on these stories. Do you believe, don't you?
Yeah.
Why or why not? If you have experiences, please email us at heartland.darklandpodcast@gmail.com because I want all of them. Paranormal, UFO, Bigfoot.
Should probably make a poll on our page.
We should. Who believes.
Yeah.
Just I know.
I'm interested to see.
It's fun. Yeah. I enjoy it. You know, and so, yeah, you email us your stories, true crime, paranormal, UFO.
We've gotten a ton of people like submitting ideas and mm-hmm. stories. So we just keep adding them all to our list. And so if we don't do it, once again, it's not like we're not going to, but we, you know, we're trying to space some things out a little bit, but so send them.
Yeah. Continue regardless. To send them. We really appreciate it. We are making lists, and you know, a lot of them that we've gotten have been Nebraska, which we love and appreciate, but we are trying to, you know, make sure we're not just doing Nebraska five times in a row.
Right.
We like to kind of try to mix it up. Nebraska's probably going to get covered a little bit more than some other states, you know, a little more frequently, but we're the heartland, you know, we want to cover all the things. So if your story isn't Nebraska related, but it's within the heartland, send it in still.
Yeah. Cause you know? We, like, I'm struggling to find some for like, you know, Wisconsin. I mean, I have found some, but I wanted to find ones more that are kind of like not talked about that you don't hear about. So, you know, some of those states, excuse me, like, Wisconsin. Well, I'm trying to think what the other one. There's a few.
There's a few.
We have a list, you know, to make sure we at least get every state covered initially. And then I think we can kind of jump around more.
Yes.
But.
And yeah. And that's not to say we're not going to, like, you know, we'll cover bigger cases. I have one that, I don't know, it was a bigger case in Nebraska, but at the same time, I don't know a lot about the one I was going to do, but I need
more time.
I need more time because that's one I want to make sure. That's the other thing, you guys. When you send us stories, if it's something that's very detailed, in-depth, like, we want to make sure we're doing a good job with it. We want to do it justice. So researching some of those sometimes can take us a while too, like the book I got, I was gonna cover Nebraska this week, I was gonna cover this case, and I found a, well, I tried the audiobook first and I could not handle the narrator, so I got the book, and the book
that's
is
make or break
for and the book is over almost 500 pages, you know, and some of it as I'm reading it is like, okay, this wasn't necessary, but there is so much to this case. I knew going in it was going to be a more in-depth case, but I just needed to give myself more time because I don't want to rush it, and that's just it. We don't, especially the parent, like this one, today's was kind of whatever, but anything that it has actual victims and families, like, we don't ever want to rush those. The paranormal stuff, the UFO, you know, those things are kind of whatever, but when it comes to the true crime stuff with people's lives,
it's fragile for it, sure.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the pain never goes away, even if it's been 20-some years.
Yeah. Like,
and you want to make sure you get everything right.
Exactly. And we want to do it justice. We want to make sure we're doing the victims justice. So, yeah. So, send those in. Don't think we're ignoring you. We try to respond to everyone, too, you know. And, yeah, we love your feedback. We love hearing from you guys. So, thank you so much.
Yes. It's fun to see the messages we get.
It is. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if you don't have a story to share and you just want to say hi, please do.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah, we love it.
So, until
it's
next
fun.
It is, but until next time, be Heartland kind,
but Darkland wary.